So, thank you for joining us, Carl, after that one. What's your views after that? It was quite an interesting game, I thought.
Yeah, I think after half an hour and we're 3-0 down, I'm thinking, how's that happened? You know, obviously, first goal's a great strike. Second goal, we've got to defend better. And then, obviously, third one, probably the first mistake Jordan's made in since he's been here, you know, so and that was a penalty, but I thought it would have been dead easy, especially with the way that things are going with that end of season feel, would have been dead easy for the lads' heads to drop, and it could have been a real whooping, whereas, you know, they've kept going. I thought we created a number of chances in the first half, managed to take one, and then the second half it was a bit of a dead rubber, really. I think we controlled play, but then, you know, we've conceded from it was a free kick, and, you know, and Cashier admits to himself that he probably should have stood up rather than, you know, because the ball had gone. I think we had we'd gained possession of the ball, so yeah, and again goes to 4-1 and we still keep going. And, you know, I thought the second goal we've scored is
cracking cross and cracking header.
Absolutely different class. That started with a bit of possession, probably down there, you know, near the edge of our box, where Scott Kay, usual assured self, has played us out of trouble, and we worked it up the pitch nicely. And yeah, great ball in from Nathan, and a good header from Tommy. So hopefully that'll be a bit of a kick on for him.
Now, you said after Saturday's match against Brackley, you're going to ring the changes. I thought Glyn, we gave him out of the match to Sheridan, driving from midfield. Very impressive from both of them, I thought.
Yeah, that was the idea. The idea was try and get Kieran on the ball, because he's, you know, he travels really well with it, and you know, I thought we did that in patches. Definitely in the first half, he could have scored. Great save from the goalkeeper. So we rang the changes, and I must say that, well, I've just said to him there, that was 100 times better than Saturday for me. You know, we had chances, we had shots, we were getting crosses in, and all the things that, as me as the manager and our supporters, want to see.
Now, one of the things we picked up upon is just that, you know, we asked Curzon, do you know who your best 11 is yet? And you said no. You have been chopping and changing a lot. Is there now an aim from you and the coaching staff to try and get a settled team going towards that May final?
Yeah, I think so. And but, you know, that's down to the players as well. Like, they're the ones who, no manager is going to take a player who's playing well out of the team. So that's something that they need to be mindful of. You know, we'll select the teams based on performances. And like I say, the last couple of weeks has been a bit not really what I want to see, whereas today was a lot better. You know, and it sounds weird, but, you know, I'm not quite pleased with a 4-2 loss, but
the performance,
with the way we played, I'll take that. You know, Darlington are a good side, they would be getting in the playoffs if the ground was right. So we knew it would be a tricky task, and lots of positives to take from today.
Well, thanks to Jones, Carl. We'll see you next week.
Cheers, man.